never in my life really seen or heard of a guy claiming to be the first coming of Jesus Christ until Tyler Doka. And the title of my sermon this evening is Antichrist Tyler Doka Exposed. He's no longer just flat earth. He's no longer just saying that you can lose your salvation or go to the lake of fire. Tyler Doka is saying that he is Jesus Christ. We believe that the salvation is by grace through faith, and you must believe in the true Son of God, Tyler Doka. How blasphemous and wicked. He says this, who is the Jesus of the book of John? Now, this guy is so satanic and so, in my opinion, filled with devils. I personally believe him to be a demon-possessed Antichrist. And then he has all these charts that he puts on his website. He thinks that the seven spirits of God, let me list the seven spirits of God for you. Okay? His left eye, left ear, right ear, left nostril, right nostril, and his mouth. What? What in the world? I mean, this guy is an idiot. Look what the Bible says in verse 18. Little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. So according to the scripture, you're going to know that it's the end times when you have an abundance of Antichrists. I've never heard of a person who claims to be Jesus and denies the first coming of Christ. Because he is not saying that the Jesus of the Old Testament and the New Testament came 2,000 years ago. He's saying that it's made up. He's saying that it's all fake. He's saying that Jesus is not real and that he is the first Jesus. I mean, this guy is a unique person to us in recent history, in my opinion. But according to Scripture, the Bible says that there's going to be many Antichrists. And this is kind of a sign of the end times, that there's going to be an abundance of Antichrist. And I'd always thought about that, and I'm like, well, I can see a lot of people are denying Christ or whatever, but I always thought, like, I don't understand how this is going to actually happen, where people are going to literally deny the first coming of Jesus, but it's literally going to happen. People are going to be literally denying the first coming of Jesus Christ. They're going to deny the official account of the gospel. They're going to deny the Bible. I believe it. I'm fully convinced that this is going to keep happening, and we're going to have more and more people like Tyler Doka, and it's really crazy. Look what it says in verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar? But he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ, he is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Who's a liar? Tyler Doka. Yeah. Tyler Doka is a liar and an Antichrist who's going to split hell wide open. He's going to make Hitler blush. He's going to make all kinds of evil people blush. He's going to make Jeffrey Dahmer blush because of the wicked blasphemy proceeding out of his mouth. Yep. And look, there is no one more satanic and more evil than Tyler Doka. Yep. There is nothing more evil than the spirit of Antichrist that would deny the Lord and Savior. I mean, even the Catholics will acknowledge that Jesus came. Even the Muslims will acknowledge that Jesus came. I mean, this is just insane. And insanity. And anybody that falls for it would only be able to fall for it if they were given strong delusion. Yeah. 2 John verse 7, the Bible says, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. So we get a very clear picture from the Bible what an antichrist is. What is an antichrist? According to the scripture, an antichrist is one who denies the first coming of Jesus. They're saying he didn't come in the flesh. Now, there's a lot of ways that that could be manifested or people could explain what they believe about that. But ultimately, to be an antichrist, you have to deny the first coming of Christ. And the Bible makes it very clear that this is kind of an end times later period where a lot of people are going to really be exploding in this spirit of antichrist. Not only that, he has a chart on his website where he claims who the four beasts are in Scripture. And the four beasts are your frontal lobe, your temporal lobe, your occipital lobe, and your parietal lobe, or parietal lobe. This guy is such a hypocrite and such a loser. He has this still on his website, but you know, he came out with a new video. And it's like, I'm going to describe who the fourth beast kingdom is. Tyler Doka made a video and he said that the fourth kingdom is the new IFB.
The New Independent Fundamental Baptist Movement, the new IFB, was this fourth kingdom. If you don't know what the New Independent Fundamental Baptist Movement was or is, you're just not that involved in the spiritual aspect of Christianity.
So welcome. You made it. We're part of the fourth kingdom, you know?
Before I begin, it's important to know that history is a lie. So you can't look at history and try and apply it to the Bible. I've done that in the past before I knew who I was, and I was able to line it up very well, only to come to realize that history in and of itself was fabricated based upon the Bible. You need a spiritual reference in order to make history valid. Because think about it, Christianity, if you include Catholicism and contemporary Christians, the Baptists, all people who look towards the Bible as their spiritual guide are going to take that biblical account and apply it to history. So the only way that history can be properly fabricated is if it has spiritual references. So when I was doing that Changing of Times documentary, I was able to show you all the references of the Roman Empire and when I thought, you know, the made-up Jesus came and all of those things, because they had fabricated history based upon the spiritual evidence given in the Bible. This way, it has a little bit of truth in it so that it will be believed by the masses. But if you have watched the Living God documentary, if you understand who I am and who I'm saying I am, then you'll understand that all those things didn't happen in the past. They're happening right now. And the reason you cannot believe in history and also believe in the things that I'm saying is because my testimony contradicts history.
So he says that the story of Jesus is made up based on the Bible, and that's how we fabricated history. So, you know, every Catholic, every Eastern Orthodox, every person that's been a Christian, William Tyndale, all of it's just been fabricated based on the Bible. And it was all about Tyler Doka. I mean, didn't everybody just miss the boat on that one? He even said in this video, every single pastor in the world's unsaved because they don't believe in him.
And if you haven't looked into Steven Anderson, you don't need to listen to his preaching. Like I always say, don't listen to other preachers. They're not saved. There's not a single preacher or pastor in the world that teaches about me.
That's true. I don't know anybody that believes in him.
As in verse 43, whereas thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. If you know anything about the new IFB movement, is that they have a very vehement response from the public against them. And because they're trying to start churches all over the United States, where the United States is a very liberal nation, the iron is not mixing well with the clay. So they're not cleaving to one another. That's why if you know anything about the new IFB, their churches are constantly getting shut down. Their leases are constantly getting revoked because the people do not like this kingdom of iron. It's trying to get the world to believe in it. What they do is a lot of soul winning, right? So they go out to people who are not saved and they try and teach them about their false gospel.
And I'm like, you know, people don't like us? Devil-filled sodomites. That's who doesn't like us.
Yeah.
But this is what I thought was interesting about the whole thing. I personally believe he has to be demon-filled, like a demon-filled antichrist. But, you know, in my daily life, I don't really run into people and I'm just like, this guy's obviously demon-filled, okay? He's filled with demonic spirits. But I believe he clearly is an example, and he's clearly an example of an antichrist that exists and the Bible warns about. He's one of the most evil people on the planet. And is it any coincidence that one of the most evil people on the planet that's most likely, and in my opinion, filled with demonic spirits, who is his number one enemy? It's the new IFB. Think about that for a second. Now look at Mark chapter 1, verse 23. And there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone! What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." Isn't it interesting? Every time Jesus walked in a room, nobody knew who he was, except for one person, the demon-filled guy. The demon-filled guy always knew who Jesus was. Look at Mark chapter 3, verse 11. And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, "Thou art the Son of God!" And he straightly charged them that they should not make him known. You'll see a pattern in the Bible where demonic spirits and devils always know who Christ is. They recognize him. Look at Luke chapter 4, verse 33. And in the synagogue there was a man which had an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let us alone! What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. So every time Jesus is being confronted, you know, we talk about the legion. Jesus interacts with the legion and he knows exactly who he is, asking, "Art thou come to torment us before the time?" Knowing exactly who Christ is and what power he has. Well, go to Acts now. Go to Acts. You say, "Well, I'm not Jesus." Okay, that's true. But you know what's interesting is there is no Jesus on this earth for a demon to point out. Jesus is in heaven. So it's not like the demon spirits are going to go around pointing out Jesus anymore. They don't have Jesus to point out. He's in heaven right now. Of course, if Jesus was on the earth, they would be pointing him out. They would be like, "There he is. There is Jesus Christ." But in the book of Acts, Christ has already ascended, and yet we have men of God going around doing the work of God. And notice this, Acts chapter 16, verse 16. "And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, 'These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation.'" Isn't it? I mean, that's a great statement. But notice, they knew immediately, "Hey, I know who this guy is." I mean, the Apostle Paul is entering into a town where no one has ever heard of this guy. No one's seen this guy. Yet just immediately, not only do they know exactly who he is, "Hey, these are the servants of the Most High God," also he has the way of salvation. This guy has all the answers, everything. Go to chapter 19. The Bible says, "And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, 'We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth.' And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, 'Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye?' And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded." You know what I noticed that's really interesting, common theme in the Bible, is that the devil always knows who is the true servants of God. The demons always know who is the true servants of God. And is it any coincidence that the most obvious modern day antichrist we have in our world today, who's his number one enemy? The new IFB. Pastor Steven Anderson. You know, Pastor Roger Jimenez. Pastor Aaron Thompson. You think that's a coincidence, folks? That's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that the demon-filled evil reprobates are attracted to these men, attracted to their churches. They infiltrate these churches, and then they go out from us because they were not of us, and they expose themselves. And of course, he, in his own admission, is saying, hey, all these other churches are basically accomplishing nothing, and anybody that cares about the Bible is going to be drawn into the new IFB.
Literally, I could speak to anybody who cared about the Bible during my early time as a pastor, even before I was a pastor, and they all knew about the new IFB movement.
You know why? Because that's true. Just like he said about the Apostle Paul, hey, this guy has the way of salvation. Hey, Paul, I know. Let me tell you something. The devil knows who the new IFB is.
Right.
You say, how do you know that, Pastor Shelley? Because he's been attacking me for a long time. Because he's been attacking my friends for a long time. And let me tell you something. If you believe that God is real, you have to believe the devil is real.
Yep.
And if you believe the devil is real, then show me who the devil is attacking.
Right.
Show me who the antichrists are getting up and saying, hey, here's the enemy. Here's the person that we need to attack. Here's the person that we need to go against. And let me tell you something. In the coming last days, there is going to be a lot of antichrists, and the antichrists know exactly who is the servants of God. The antichrists are going to know who exactly is doing the work for God. And we need to not be deceived. We need to not get led astray and think, well, I just want to go to the fun center church where the antichrist will never attack me. Yeah, because you're doing nothing. You know, you come to Steadfast Baptist Church for a reason, folks. And you need to remember that reason. And you know, when you have just a flag waving like, hey, you're in the right church, you need to pay attention to that.
Yeah, come on.
And it's like, what could be a bigger flag than a guy literally claiming to be Jesus Christ, the first coming, and then saying, hey, the new IFB is the one doing the biggest work for God.